You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined for almost 8 years now, my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, talking to a gentleman whose organization is as old as your company, and that we've never had him on this almost eight-year-old show, but they definitely have a stamp on Metro Atlanta. It's going to be fun to catch up with them.
Absolutely, and shame on me for not having them on the show.
shame. Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Roger Caldwell. He's a principal with Caldwell Klein Architects. Roger, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Well, we appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're a busy fellow, so I'm grateful for you to carve out some minutes to give us. So appreciate you stopping by. So before we get into our conversation, why don't you talk about inform the audience a bit about the mission and purpose of Caldwell Klein Architects.
Well, I've been in Atlanta all of my life, born and raised here, and
so you're the one.
I'm the one. It's surprising how many meetings I sit in, and I will be the only one. But I came out of college in '83 and have been working with architectural firms since then in and around Atlanta, Dunwoody, Buckhead. Went to work with a firm that was about 15 people in the early 90s. We grew that firm to about 83. But I found out that I was hiring and firing and holding hands and wiping noses and not doing any architecture work. And in 99, left out on my own. And we've been in business in Marietta since 99. We focus primarily on residential work. We do a lot of work with custom homes, which is a lot of fun. And then we also do a lot of work with builders. And we do a little bit of commercial work, primarily clubhouses, townhomes, some small office stuff. But the bulk of our work is primarily residential.
Gotcha.
That's super excited. So this is probably a giant answer to this question, but tell us who your ideal client is.
Oh, gosh. I have several.
Okay. Well, let's talk about all of them.
Which is why it's interesting, why I have fun going to work every morning. But we do a ton of custom homes. And working with a custom client, you know, to create their dream home is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it's a different challenge at every different person that walks through the door. My wife and I had the opportunity several years ago to build a small lake house for ourselves, and I did a tremendous amount of work for myself on the project, but it was a year-long back and forth, and one day on the way home, she was kind of getting tired of the process and a little frustrated, and I reminded her, I said, look, we're getting the opportunity to create a place that's exclusively for us, exactly the way we want it to be. And everyone doesn't get to do that.
Right.
So with my custom clients, that's what I'm doing. And that's what I, you know, always remind them of. You're getting the opportunity to create this place that's just exclusively for you. So those are a lot of fun. And then we do a lot of work with builders. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work with some of the big volume builders around town and nationally. Triton and Weekly and Horton. And we do a lot of townhomes for those guys and a lot of single family stuff. And they're a lot of fun. In that it's a totally different challenge. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get the most that we can get for their budget and create homes that are exciting, have design features, and that people will pay attention to. But doing all of that with somebody standing on the other side watching the budget.
Right. So. Oh, absolutely.
We'll talk about that because there are a few builders around that may have an internal design shop, but not that many. How does that process work? How do you, because you know, we talk about the custom home that you built with your wife. Wives are always difficult clients, by the way.
I'm not going to touch that because you'll probably hear this.
Probably a good idea. So mine either. So talking to an individual family about their custom home is one thing. A builder who's got this big reputation and all that, talk about that process and how you communicate and work with and interact with that builder and his or her team to flesh out their vision.
Right. Well, the first part of your question, a lot of the bigger builders do have in-house CAD production guys and some design stuff, but a lot of them reach out to me for the design as much as anything. So we'll do their design, their presentation work, and then actually take the construction drawings after they produce them in-house and review them to make sure that our intent from the original design carries through into the final building. Some of the guys we work with are national builders, and there it's really interesting. One of our clients is based out of Texas, mm-hmm. and they have a tremendous amount of product. They'll take it from Texas and move to Georgia or mm-hmm. North Carolina, and it's a totally different market. Mm-hmm. The Atlanta market is really unusual in that if I'm designing a house for someone to sell a spec home, you know, that house in Roswell is a completely different house than that house in Buckhead.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it really is. And you can imagine if we've got that much variation from North Atlanta to in-town Atlanta, the difference between Texas and Atlanta is a big transition.
Right.
So what we'll do with that client is we'll take their Texas product that they have priced, and we'll actually do some design tweaks and then mm-hmm. do the exterior elevations to make it more appealing to this market, because it's amazing how much those markets are different.
Yeah. So. Actually, think on it. That's encouraging to me that a national builder would take that step.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And say, all right, we've got product A, which maybe works here, doesn't fit there, or we want to be sure. Maybe right. It does. Maybe there's some markets where it could be duplicated. But I love the fact that there's even that process of saying we need to confirm that. And yeah. Who better to have a guy on the ground
right.
who knows the market to do that. So,
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer, so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
You also do some town center kind of work. What are those projects like?
We've got a really exciting project coming up that we're actually doing preliminary design work on now in Holly Springs. And they're actually, the town of Holly Springs is making a huge investment in revitalizing their town center area and actually really creating a town center. And we're currently in design right now of an amphitheater, some mixed-use buildings, which are retail restaurant space below with live spaces above.
Got it.
Doing their city hall space, amphitheater, a lot of the outbuilding residential structures that will tie into that town center. So that's it's really exciting because it's a blank slate, and my office is in Marietta. I mean, I can walk to the Marietta Square, mm-hmm. and my favorite terminology for that is turn-of-the-century Americana,
mm-hmm.
which is really what that is. It's Mayberry.
Yeah,
and it's everybody's vision of where they want to be. And with this Holly Springs deal, we have the opportunity to create that town center area. And we're doing another project down in Bluewater Bay, down in Niceville, Florida. And it's a really interesting project. It's Bluewater Bay originally had 27 holes of golf. And they're actually looking at eliminating 9 holes of it and their driving range. And we've taken that clubhouse driving range and some of those golf holes and doing the same thing, creating a town center in that space.
I love that.
And it's really, really a cool feel. And it'll make it a destination. And I think it'll revitalize that community with some of the stuff we're doing down there.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, Niceville is a real town. It's not some Hollywood set.
Niceville.
Right. Right.
That's so funny. Well, so you talked about, you know, single family custom, and
right.
you've talked about spec homes. We've talked about town centers, but is there right. something else you do when we're talking about that ideal client? What else is in that bucket?
It's really just anything that's a challenge.
Okay.
it really is. I mean, we did some work just recently for Habitat.
Wow.
They came to us, and their product is, they do a great job. It's a great organization. I love the organization. I love what they do. But the things that they build are always kind of dated. And if, you know, as much as I love the organization, it's just anybody's human nature. If someone said, hey, we're going to build a Habitat house right in your neighborhood, right next door to you, it's not always a very positive response to that. Plus, land values have gone up. So they mm-hmm. wanted to look at developing some product where they could get their density higher so that they could get more mm-hmm. product on the same piece of property. Habitats, what they've built in the past is always ranch, it's always one mm-hmm. level. So we went in and designed, I re-elevated exteriors of some of their existing product, but we also developed some new product that was more vertical that I could get, you know, a lot more. I could take mm-hmm. a 3-acre piece of property, instead of getting 3 homes on it, we could get 12 on it.
Right.
Wow.
And at the same time, making an appealing product so that the response from the neighborhood is much more positive than what you would typically get from that. Right. So that was a real challenge because, number one, I've got to hit a lower square footage, and I've got to take that and make it the exteriors look good without breaking the bank on what we're spending on that. Just being a good steward of the of Habitat's money.
Right. And you got to be sure that guys like me and Jimmy Carter can actually build the darn thing.
That's exactly
right. That's right.
That's actually, it's funny, that's the biggest hurdle, was because their model is volunteers don't get over 8 feet off the ground, or don't get it work on anything over 8 feet high. So we're having to explore getting some subcontractors in there to do some of the vertical stuff.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a real positive. They're in the process now, and I don't want to speak too much to their business, but they're in the process now of evaluating how the dollars work on that.
Yeah.
But I think it's a great opportunity. And some of the renderings that we did for them, it's a really, really cool product. If I showed it to you and you said, I'm going to build this into your street, you would go,
all right.
Wow. That's great. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a trend that we're seeing with builders and spec homes too, of, you know, needing to put more on the lot to get the price down to a point that today's buyers can buy.
Right.
And, you know, especially with some of this in town, you know, we're seeing 12-foot wide product, 11-foot, 16-foot. Yeah. Speak to that and kind of some of the coolness factor of what you've been able to do with that, and then also some of the challenges.
It's really cool, and it is a challenge, but that's the fun part of it. I mean, I've always said, you know, we've done some monster custom homes, but I've always said 1,800 square feet is a lot tougher to design than 18,000.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is. It takes a lot more time into that. And what's driving that is land costs. Without a doubt. And I've got to get more density because that dirt up underneath my house costs a lot more than it used to cost. So,
which impacts everyone. It's not just the builder. It's the, you know, the homeowner just can't afford it.
Absolutely. So. Well, and then it's funny. We've got two ends of the market right now that are, they're both interesting and they're both fun for me from a design standpoint. But you've got the millennial who, and I don't want to talk in generalities, but generally doesn't want the yard. They don't always want the same things that I wanted when I was 25, 30 years old.
Yeah, their amenities, whatever they can walk to when they walk outside their front door.
You're exactly right.
So,
and they'd rather pack up and go skiing for the weekend than cut the grass and maintain.
Heck, me too. Well, I don't know. That's not true. I do like to get out there and bush hog, but I'm the anomaly.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Not many of us get into a John Deere.
But that's one end of it. And then the other end of it, which is a super growing market right now, is the 55 and over, because I'm the very last, by definition,
boomer. Right.
I'm the very last one.
Well, and it's so funny because everybody talks about 55 plus being boomers, and I'm like, guys, us Xers are headed that way too. And you know, if you're the last of the boomer, then there's a whole, you know, there's some people a little older than me, they're Gen X's, that are in that category now.
Well, we're gonna have to restructure. I mean, if you look at boomers have been the biggest part of the population forever, and boomers are getting older.
Mm-hmm.
So I've talked to both of my sons, work with me in my company, and I've talked to both of them. I said, you know, you're gonna make a fortune if you can figure out how to remarket and rebrand these 55 and over communities, because the biggest part, there's a huge part of the population is 55 and over right now. In 20, 25 years, it's not going to be that much percentage of the population. So these are going to have to be rebranded and reused.
Don't you think? I mean, I'll kind of throw this out for both of you to comment on. I'm almost believing that this millennial desire to have smaller footprints, smaller or no yards, walkability, is that, that's kind of diverging with this active adult community.
Oh, absolutely.
So maybe it's not going to be as big a transition as
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
Well, and I think smaller is where everybody's going. I don't think anyone wants the huge house anymore. I mean, I know if I could cut mine in half and keep it on the same lot, I would, but.
A huge portion of our custom market are people that are going, that are coming from 9,000 square feet, and they're downsizing to 4,000 square feet. I mean, it really is. And then we did a neighborhood just out of Marietta called the Tradition at Cross Park, which is, they're 70-foot wide lots, really small yards, but they're very well executed, well appointed, well detailed homes, and they're not low end, they're higher end. But we came up, and it's funny, when it started, it was popular, but there's only a couple of lots left in there, and the market's been, you know, people are begging to get in there. And it's just because people are wanting to downsize, but they don't want, they're wanting to lose quantity, not quality.
Right. Right. All right. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Roger. We're low on time. Before we let you go, should anyone need to connect with you and learn more about Caldwell Klein, where do they go?
Our website's CaldwellKlein.com. It's CaldwellKlein.com. And our phone number is 770-424-3882. And we've got a lot of stuff featured on House and Pinterest, so you can search us in on those areas too.
Fantastic. Roger Caldwell, principal with Caldwell Klein Architects. Roger, great pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.